Hello everyone, welcome back to 英语口语每天学。I am your new friend, Lexi. I'm 15 years old and I will be Ben's partner then. I share lots of intriguing things from novel pieces to poems, from music to movies in my own English radio station as well. FM 469-892. Welcome to stop by if you are interested.
大家好，我是 Lexi, 今年15岁。以后将担任 Ben 的电台搭档，与大家分享一些英语口语的小知识。我自己的英语电台叫做拉克西的英语加油站，我也会分享很多有趣的东西来帮助大家提高英语。从美文和诗歌的朗诵，到音乐和电影的介绍。如果大家有兴趣的话，可以搜索我的电台 FM 469-892。今天我和大家将一起学习什么样的俚语呢？我们来看看吧。
Alright, let's get back to the point. Today we'll be learning a new slang, couch potato. Couch, C-O-U-C-H,
沙发的意思。
Potato, P-O-T-A-T-O,
也就是我们常吃的土豆。那么 couch potato 是什么意思呢？
A couch potato is someone who spends most of their time watching television and does not exercise or have any interesting hobbies.
沙发上的土豆，也就是指电视迷或者宅男宅女，就是那些拿着遥控器，蜷缩在沙发上什么都不干，只会看电视，或者只将大部分业余时间用来躺在床上睡觉。或者抱着电视机守上个十来个小时的人。为什么 couch potato 就代表着宅男宅女呢？
Potato is kind of like a symbol or something that is sedentary. Sedentary, S-E-D-E-N-T-A-R-Y.
Sedentary 的意思是久坐不动的。
And if someone sits on the couch for a long period and do nothing but watching the television, he or she might become plump, just like the shape of potatoes.
土豆嘛，在美国人的眼中是久坐不动的标志。一个人长时间的坐在沙发上，看电视，或者一边看电视一边吃零食，或者天天在床上休息。就像土豆一样一动不动，时间长了人就会发胖，就不会很健康，人就像土豆一样胖胖的圆圆的。所以说土豆这个比喻还是比较形象的。土豆呢，它又久坐不动，它就待在那儿，而且它的形状还是那种挺丰满胖胖圆圆的那种。希望大家不要做像沙发上的土豆那样天天看电视，挺不健康的。好，下面我给大家来举例，该怎么样运用这个俚语呢？世界杯刚刚结束，如果我的爸爸是球迷的话，那么我就可以说
My father becomes a couch potato during the World Cup season this year.
当我的朋友家装了有线电视，而他却沉迷电视而不悔悟的时候，我可以说
Hey friend,Do you know that you have been becoming a couch potato since we got cable TV?
Couch potato, 电视迷，也就是宅男宅女的意思。
I hope every one of you could remember the meaning of couch potato and understand how to use it in a correct way. Okay, that is all I want to share with you guys today. See you next time. Bye bye.